Take the next moment or two to find a comfortable lying down position on the floor, allowing the ground to support you. You may want to have a blanket or additional clothing available as your body temperature may drop a bit. Let's begin. Soften your entire body and begin to draw your attention to your breath. Allow each of your inhales and exhales to be natural and steady, with no strain or struggle. Over the next period of time, we will focus on deep relaxation and sensation in the body through each of the seven chakras. We will draw our attention to these energy centers, beginning at the root and extending up the spine through the crown. Begin to draw your attention to your whole lower body, sending breath to the buttocks, thighs, knees, legs, and feet, allowing them to be heavy on the floor, and beginning to tune into your root chakra. Your root chakra, known as Muladhara, is the energy center associated with our foundation, our sense of groundedness and security in the world. Its element is earth, and color is red. Muladhara lives at the base of the spine, reminding us that being grounded is good for us, and being close to the earth is our home. Continue to breathe. Sometimes fears and instability may manifest in our root chakra. Know that you are safe. You are supported by the earth, and you are strong. Continue to send prana, life force energy, to this chakra by focusing on deeper inhales and exhales. Surrender to Mother Earth by continuing to relax the entire lower body. Breathe and let go. Now draw your attention to your pelvis, including the sacral area where the organs of reproduction are. Focus on this area by sending long, deep breaths. Svadhisthana is the second chakra. It is the sacral energy center where the emotional body takes root and where personal desires exist. It is also the space of creativity and the need for pleasure in all of its forms. It is the birthplace of new life, new ideas, and new dreams. It represents fluidity and our ability to go with the flow of life, no matter what we experience, no matter what the outcome. Increase the depth of your inhales and your exhales. Envisioning Svadhisthana, its color orange, and its element water. Svadhisthana means sweetness in Sanskrit. It lives within the ovaries and the prostate, representing the sweetness of life, the sweetness that the universe has to give, and the fluidity you deserve. Allow your body to flow like the fluid waters of the ocean, feeling the energy, prana, chi, pour into the most intimate areas of your being so it may bring to the surface your needs and your desires. Desire drives creativity and brings balance to our world and are an essential part of who we are. Continue to flow. Flow with the breath and sink deeper and deeper into the floor. Now draw your attention up the spine to the third chakra, Manipura. Manipura is located in the solar plexus of the body. It is our power center, our will, and our drive. It is the place of burning fire that taps into our personal willpower, giving us the strength to go deep inside. Manipura means city of jewels in Sanskrit. Its element is fire and its color is yellow. Draw into your being the color and the element. Send breath to the pancreas and the adrenals where Manipura lives. By sending breath to those areas, we cool the fire of determination inside and can relax and surrender. Manipura provides freedom. Freedom to be who we are in the world, letting us know that the universe will provide the space for us to tap into our personal power and grow into the unique person we are. Continue to calm the breath and relax deeper. Surrendering and letting go. There is no need to hold on tightly. As you deepen the breath and continue to float in a state of weightlessness, draw your attention to your heart. Anahata chakra, the fourth chakra, the place of love, compassion, and hope. Soften your heart by continuing to send breath, relaxing the rib cage and the shoulders deeper into the floor. Allow your heart to be open and feel the depth of love around you in all parts of your being. And let your body be light. Anahata means unstruck. The childlike love we have inside of us that can be shared with the world. It's not heavy. It is light and soothing. Anahata is associated with the element air. It's light, it's fluid, and its color is green, which signifies growth. Allow your heart to grow with love, continuing to send breath to the heart and throughout your circulatory system, giving life to your whole being, allowing love to be carried from the heart to all parts of your body, through each limb and out into the universe. Know that you are loved. Know that you can give love freely. You are safe and you are honored. Continue to breathe. Allow the body to be heavy in the floor and light in the heart. As you continue to rest, breathe, and let go, bring your attention to your throat. Vishuddha chakra, the fifth chakra, is your voice to the world. How you communicate and express yourself. How you would like to be seen. Begin to tune into the throat and see if it feels restricted, or is it clear? Do you feel sometimes that you may be choking on your words or have to swallow your words and thoughts? Allow breath to flow up and down through the throat, clearing out blockages that may restrict your personal expression. Vishuddha chakra is expression. Know that you are perfect right now in this moment. Your voice is heard. Vishuddha means virtuous in Sanskrit, meaning that we speak only what is good, righteous, and honorable, and what is truth. how we communicate in the world, and how we express ourselves has an innocence that is full of love and goodness. Through Vishuddha Chakra, we are clear about who we are. Send deeper breath through the throat to the thyroid, the seat of Vishuddha Chakra, bringing deeper prana to the respiratory system, allowing energy to flow. Vishuddha is represented by the element ether, and its color is blue. Allow the blue to envelop you like the universe does the sky. Sink a little deeper. Let go a little more. As you continue to relax, draw your attention from the throat to your third eye, right between the eyebrows. Ajna Chakra, the sixth chakra. This is the seat of our intuition, our knowing. It's that little voice inside of us that guides us along the path of life, always keeping us on the right road, guiding us toward the light, toward what is right for us, as the universe intended it. Ajna means command or perception. It is our ability to know and to feel energetically what is good for us and what supports us. It's our inner clairvoyant. Continue to move deeper into your body and tap into what speaks to you, what calls to you, what has meaning for you. Try to clear the brain, and rather feel. Feel into your intuition. Allow the third eye to guide you. Ajna's element is light. That energetic force coming from the universe. Its color is indigo. Draw the indigo color into your third eye and float deeper into the abyss. As your body continues to relax and your mind becomes quieter, draw your attention to the crown of your head. The crown chakra is the gateway to your connection with the universe. It is the spiritual self, the link to something larger than ourselves. The crown chakra, known as Sahasrara, means a thousand-petaled, like a thousand-petaled lotus floating in the water of the universe. This is our connection to God, in whatever form that takes for you. Allow yourself to be bathed in the beauty of the divine, knowing it is exactly what you need. Sahasrara is linked to our nervous system, where the energy of the universe rests inside of us. Let the prana you are cultivating through the breath soothe you on the deepest level of your nervous system, alleviating stress and anxiety, and giving birth to pure bliss and joy. Sahasrara is associated with the universal element of vibration, a vibration that exists inside of our being and in the world. It is the reminder that we are one with the universe. Accept its gifts, one breath at a time. We will slowly begin to return from our chakra meditation by bringing awareness back into the body. Slowly begin to wiggle the fingers and the toes, and if it feels good for you, move your head gently and slowly from side to side. After a few moments, slowly bring the eyes to open. And when it feels right, come up to a seated position. You are welcome to stretch, yawn, whatever feels good to bring you back into the present moment. I would like to thank you for participating in this chakra meditation and wish you a wonderful rest of your day. Namaste.